You are listening to the New Day of Hope broadcast with Helena and Glennis Langley. Enjoy.
Well, to God be the glory, great things He hath done. Hello, dear friends, and we just want to welcome you again to our program, and we pray that your heart will be blessed today by the ministry of the Word.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are so excited that you tune in one more time to listen to the Word of God. And we pray that as you listen, that something will be said that will strengthen your heart and help you to draw closer to the Lord. Last week we spoke about trouble. Today we want to continue. What to do when trouble comes. What to do when trouble comes. And the scripture is coming once again from Psalms 46 and verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Amen. Trouble comes to everyone at some point. Trouble and problems are everywhere. No one is excluded. If you're not having a bad day today, you will one day. And what will you do then? Will you fall apart? Will you give up on God or even give up on yourself? You see, trouble is a part of life. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when trouble comes, because Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. So that means we need to be prepared when we encounter trouble in our life. We need a plan and strategy that's in place and ready to be followed whenever we encounter trouble in our life. I want to give you a few principles and insights to help you be prepared. So, Psalm 46 tells us what to do when trouble comes. Verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. So the first thing you and I must do when trouble comes is we must run to God. When trouble comes, people often blame God and end up running from God. Others try to depend on their own ability, their money, or even the government, but they cannot help you in times of trouble. None of these things are an ever-present help in times of trouble. It is not the economy that gives us our strength. It is not our wisdom or even our appearance or the ability that gives us the help we need. The only real source of help is God. He is the one who provides us with a place to run, a place to hide, and a place of strength. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. So the first strategy in our plan for trouble is to immediately run to God, because it says that when you run to Him, you are safe. He is like a tower. A tower can protect you from the enemy. So the Lord will protect us once we run to Him. So the next strategy or plan of action is found in verse 3 of Psalms 46. It says, therefore, we will not fear, because fear steals our joy, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. So when trouble comes, you must not fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear. That's 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. You must make up your mind not to be overwhelmed by fear. Even if the earth be removed and the mountains are carried into the sea, even if the waters roar and are troubled, even if the mountains are shaken, you are not going to fear. Why? Because God is your refuge and strength, a very present help. So you must trust the Lord. Fear not. He's a very present help. So if fear knocks on your door, you must answer it with faith, and fear will disappear. It's easy for me to say, you know, do not fear. But if we place our trust and our confidence in our God, we must learn to rely completely on Him and trust Him for everything that we will go through in this life. There's a well-known scripture that most of us repeat all the time. Proverbs 3 verse 5, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. So we must learn to trust. We talk about trust, but when trouble comes, we tend to run away. But I want to encourage you today to trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord at all times. Amen. So the next thing to take note of is verse 8. It says, look at the powerful things the Lord has done. See the awesome things He has done on earth. So the next plan of action is remember what the Lord has done. Remind yourself of how God has brought you through in the past. Remember the times when you didn't know what to do and God helped you. Remind yourself of the times you felt hopeless, but God showed up to restore hope in your soul. He's a restorer. Remember when it felt like no one cared about you. Then God reminded you how much He cares and loves you. He tells us in His word to cast all our cares upon Him. And He said, I love you with an everlasting love. You see, God will not let you down this time either. He is an ever-present help. He's always there. You see, my husband is not always around to help me. But my God, He's always there. He's right next to me to help me in times of trouble, to help me in times of difficulty. Amen. Praise be to our God. Thank you, Jesus. What do you do when trouble comes? You must be still before Him. Verse 10. In times of difficulty, one of our first impulses is to take matters into our own hands. We want to figure it out. We want to resolve the problem, but that's not for you to do. And while it is true that there are times God wants us to get up and work for ourselves, there are also times when He tells us to sit and be quiet. Let Him do the work. There's something we can do for ourselves, but there are other things we need to rely on the Lord for. There are situations where no matter how hard we try, we only make it worse than it was. God says to us, be still. I am God. I can fix this. Take your hands off. The verse doesn't just tell us to be still. It also tells us to know that He is God. It includes the idea of acknowledging that He is God. Since He is God, He is great and above all comprehension. It means that He is sovereign and absolutely perfect in His dealings with us. It means that there is nothing which escapes His notice and there is nothing which is beyond His ability. In other words, there is nothing too hard for Him to handle. The Lord asked Sarah, is there anything too hard for the Lord to do? No. With man, things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. Amen. Praise God. So the last thing to include in your plan for trouble, it says that there's a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the Most High, which means expect God to restore whatever you have lost. We know there was a hurricane sometime back. Many people lost their homes. Few people lost their lives. But He is a restorer. Whatever the enemy has tried to take away from you, God wants to restore it. God wants to make it better than before. In fact, God will give you double for your trouble. Zechariah 9 verse 12 says, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. You see, God will send rivers of blessings into your life. As you run to God and take refuge in Him, expect things to turn around. expect God to restore. Joel 2 verse 25 declares, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. God is a restorer. In the book of Job, we read how God restored all that Job lost, and he restored it twofold. Job received double for the trouble he went through. He lost everything, but God restored everything. He got a double portion, praise God. So if you're facing trouble today or going through a time of adversity, remember, it's always darkest just before it turns the light. God is faithful. Get ready. Things are getting brighter. As you stay in faith and are obedient to his word, you'll receive double for your trouble and see his promises come to pass. Expect God to restore. When trouble comes, what do? You must run to God. Fear not. Remember what the Lord has done. Be still before him and expect God to restore double. Get ready for God to give you double for your trouble. So my friends, always remember that God is always with you. He is a very present help in times of trouble. God bless you.
I know somebody you can call upon when you find yourself in trouble. You can call upon Jesus and he will help you. He has promised he will do that. The psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. You know, dear friends, we never bring our programs to a close without again challenging you to make Jesus the Lord of your life. The Bible says that Jesus is standing at your heart's door. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, he promised he will come in and will sup with you and you with him. Would you trust him today? Eternal Father and our God, we again want to thank you because we know that we can call upon you when we find ourselves in trouble. You have promised to deliver us. But we pray today for those who have never trusted in you as Savior and Lord of their life, that you would speak to their hearts and you would change their lives, transform them, and make them know that you are real. Have your way, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And thank you once again for listening to our broadcast. And if these messages have made an impact in your life, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us at newdayofhopeatlanta@gmail.com. Or you can call us at 470-929-5526. So until then,
let your heart go on rejoicing and trusting in Jesus.